Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Jim Triggs is the CEO, and he was out there today with people like Adam Thielen and Larry Fitzgerald Jr., Kyle Rudolph, and Greg Coleman, and many, many others interacting with these kids. And it was a sight to see and a lot of fun to see. Jim, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, Mike, that was so fun to see you out there. What a great day it was.
Yeah, it was a great day. And it was, you know, even with the breeze blowing, it was hot, but it was pleasant. Explain what I was seeing out there, because the pro athletes were interacting with the kids. But what do you hope on a day like this comes out of today for the kids?
Yeah, you do. So obviously, we're very passionate about golf, and we believe that golf, and this is part of our DNA as First Tee, we believe that golf can be a great platform to learn great life skills. It's a unique sport in that you have to call penalties on yourself. There's a certain decorum. You have to be friendly. You have to introduce yourself. You have to have conversation possibly with strangers, maybe someone you just met. And for kids, that can be a little frightening. And if you think about a kid maybe who doesn't have access to a golf course, what we do is we do our best to bring the game of golf to where kids are and then get kids out to places like the 3M Open. And we're blessed with some really good golf courses that surround some of the more urban areas of the Twin Cities, such as, you know, Theodore Worth and Columbia and Hiawatha and so forth. And so, I can't tell you how many stories I've had. One story to share, I was at North Commons Park last summer. The kid had never touched a golf club before, and he's wearing a Stephon Diggs jersey. And I could not pull him away from this impromptu driving range that we created at North Commons Park. I mean, he goes, can I hit one more? Can I hit one more? Can I hit one more? And there's a real passion for it once you introduce the kids to the sport. So that's what this is all about. Introduce it to them, and some percentage of them are going to be lifelong golfers, and they'll teach their kids and so on. So, First Tee is a great way to get kids introduced to the sport.
Jim Triggs is our guest CEO, First Tee. So you introduce him to it. You find out a kid has a hankering for it or enjoys it. Where in general do you lose a golfer if they like it initially? What would be the reasons they don't continue to play, whereas a lot of people do?
Yeah, I think, I think it kind of ebbs and flows. In other words, I used to play golf a little bit more maybe when I was younger. Then, you have kids and family and get away from it. But now, then all of a sudden I got back into it, and you get a little bit older and you're playing with your grandkids. So I don't, and I think it's very, I think most golfers probably played other sports. So it's not a sort of a mutually exclusive sport like a lot of sports are these days. So our goal, most of the kids that, all the work that we're doing in North Minneapolis, all of those kids play football and basketball and volleyball and soccer. We are one more. And, these are good athletes and they love the game of golf, but they were doing lots of other things. And that's great. I mean, we think we kind of like that balance, actually.
Yeah, and it is one that sits out there. You can take it up later in life. You don't have to do it when you're 10. You can do it when you're 25. Or you can learn it when you're, you know, 10 to 15 and pick it up, you know, after you get out of college, whatever. You know, what about the socioeconomic piece of it? Is, you know, country clubs are country clubs, and eventually you might want to join one. And obviously the inner city is not a place where you manufacture money, so to speak. Does that nip some? Does that concern you at all? Are there enough places that are affordable that kids, can, no matter their socioeconomic background, can enjoy it into adulthood?
Well, I think we're blessed in Minnesota. So I grew up in New Jersey, and I didn't learn the sport till I was 17. New Jersey was very difficult. It was, you know, we had obviously a lot of nice country clubs in New Jersey, but not enough public courses. It was very hard to get access. Minnesota, though, we have some wonderful public courses that are affordable. And at First Tee, if a parent can't afford the lessons, they don't have to pay. If they don't have any equipment, we have plenty of equipment. And we've got a lot of people that have been incredibly generous with equipment, giving equipment to First Tee. And so really, you know, our whole goal is to erase all the barriers to learning the sport. And one of the things we've done, I think, a pretty good job of is you know, addressing the transportation issues. So,
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
But, well, I'll give you an example. So Mike Shelton, we recently hired as our community and program manager of programs. And he and actually Mikey Grant, not Mike Grant, but Mikey Grant, who was also offensive coordinator of Irondale High School. Got to give him a plug here.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's a great guy. I think he's a counselor at one of the middle schools in Minneapolis or in Brooklyn Park.
What we're saying is if your name is Mike Grant, there's a good chance you're going to be a football coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, you met, I don't know if you know this, you met his daughter, Hazel, phenomenal golfer, but, you know, sort of impromptu, they started just taking kids to North Commons Park, and then we basically made them a First Tee location. And so those two actually worked. They'll go pick up kids at their houses and bring them out to the golf course. And it's been a great partnership with us. But that's, you know, you have to kind of get creative about it. Say, okay, how do we get kids to the clubs? How do we get them in our programs for free? How do we get them to the golf courses? And I mean, that's what First Tee is all about. We just, you know, what do we have to do to break down the barriers and make the sport more accessible?
Would it help at all? I mean, for kids in general, if they spend some time caddying, does that help them a lot in terms of learning the game and the protocol or not?
You know what? I mean, you know, caddying,
I think it could get a little boring, but you know.
I think just the opposite. I think one of the things that maybe kids are intimidated in caddying is if you haven't played the sport, it's just like, what is this all about?
Yeah.
A little bit. So actually what's interesting is WGA, Western Golf Association, which runs, you know, great caddy programs and scholarship programs, came to First Tee and said, hey, you know what? Your kids are familiar with the sport. We'd like to, you know, when they become teenagers, we'd like to get them into our program. And so it kind of works the opposite way in a way. But there's, you know, in golf, you can do that, or you can play competitively, or you can get into the hospitality part of the sport or the maintenance part of the sport. There's, you know, it's a pretty big industry. And that's one of the things, too, that we try to educate our kids on is, you know, you may or may not be all-state, you know, golfer. And quite frankly, that's kind of secondary to us.
Sure.
You know, for us, it's more about the life skills that you learn in the sport.
Yep.
But also, you know, as an industry, there's a lot of opportunity.
Now, Larry Fitzgerald Jr., I didn't know this. Maybe you know this story. He was telling me today that he came to play golf through First Tee. And it was, you know, when Tiger Woods started, he said 97. He said, that's how I started. He plays a lot of golf now. Obviously, he can do anything he wants, given his prolific NFL career. But he's played golf for a long time. But he said he came to it through First Tee. That's how he was introduced to it. And that's how he decided he liked it. And I didn't realize that. Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know until he told me the other day.
Yeah.
And to me, whether it's Tiger Woods or somebody else, you know, for a lot of these kids, all they need is the invitation, couple of lessons. You would not believe. I was talking to Brian Simpson, who runs all of our programs. He was with a kid today, never touched a golf club. He said, Jim, you would not believe his swing. It was like phenomenal. And you think about the rest of us schlecks who take like too many lessons and overthink the sport. And, you know, this kid picks up the club on today, Tuesday at TPC, and he's got, you know, just this magic swing. So it's I tell you, sometimes all it is a simple invitation, and all of a sudden the kid has a lifelong sport.
Jim, it was fun visiting with you today. Keep up the great work. It's a great cause, and to see those kids light up is makes it worth it for all of us. So keep on doing what you're doing, and have a great week out there.
Mike, can I do a little plug?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, if you're interested in First Tee, get your kids into it. It's firstteeminnesota.org.
firstteeminnesota.org. Look it up on the web anytime. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. It was great seeing you again today.
You bet. Jim Trigg, CEO, First Tee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.